Now, Roo, I want this to be a very, very positive and up segment, please.
Bulldust.
Right. Hey, come on.
Hey.
Morning, Ebo.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, mate?
Good morning.
Yes. Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good now.
Yeah?
Yeah,
we've got to
switch our focus now to the Crows. But, yeah, we're obviously very disappointed, and I'm sure as a lot of your listeners were as well. But, yeah, I'm sure that you guys will have some questions.
There's also a lot of listeners who are actually quite happy.
Oh, get out.
What's it like being called soft? Because I've never had that done before.
Your coach called
you soft, Ebo. Yeah. That'd sit
your
well
first game under Neil Craig when you lost to Brisbane by about 140 points.
They were fantastic.
Oh, were they?
Yeah,
right.
What's it like being called soft?
Kenny's emotional, and after the game especially, he was very frustrated with our performance as the players were as well. So, yeah, to call us soft, I don't think as a team we are soft, but, you know, there's certain times when I'm sure...
Was it just a soft performance?
Well, it just looks that way, yeah. And I think that, you know, there's been a few inconsistencies around how we've been playing, and we've been disappointed with that. We're trying to make amends of that. And, on the weekend, just especially when you're looking at glaringly obvious, like contested ball and that sort of stuff.
It's been an issue for you, and you've got some big, strong boys in your midfield.
Yeah, and yeah, that's true. That's true. And so, you know, I think, like, in terms of clearances, we're still, you know, sitting quite high in clearance numbers and compared to the opposition and all that sort of stuff. But the actual contested ball is an area of concern.
After the game, when the stats come out, they go, oh, it's nearly 50 in the negative, contestable, things like that. Now, it's easy for me to sit where I sit and ask these sorts of questions, but, you know, obviously we want to hear it from you. When the opposition kick it going, you go back to the middle, you clearly stand there saying, well, we want to win this clearance. We want to win the ball. You don't deliberately try and lose it.
No.
Is it therefore some sort of mental issue about effort? Do you and the other midfielders stand around and go, well, come on, we want to win this one, but then you don't win it? There has to be some sort of, are we switched on or are we working hard enough to get the ball? Do you know what I mean?
I'm sure you can ask a question like that. And I think that, it's certainly not guys going out there thinking, oh, no, we're not going to try or anything like that. I think that there's some subtle technique issue, you know, some technique positional sort of things that we can work on, and you can get yourself into a better position to make sure that at least you're halving that contest.
And guys,
especially when we were, you know, getting beaten like that. So I think guys were probably still getting caught trying to take it on a bit too much, and you run that risk. Say with the contested ball, like, I'm not trying to defend it or anything like that, but you go 20 frees against, so there's 20 contested balls. And then there's a number of other things that you sort of put in there. So as a group, we're obviously disappointed with what we did, but, you know, we know that there's some areas that you can easily sort of fix that.
All right. The other thing that came up was it looked like you were handball happy, but did the opposition force you into that, or for some reason were you all just handballing all over the
ground? No, I think that going into the game, we really wanted to take it on and make sure that we were trying to break through their line to disturb your Barras and McGovern and that sort of setup. So, you know, we were trying to take the game on and
well, that's when you play your best, when you move the ball quickly.
Yeah, definitely. But I think that there was times where we just overdid it. And that's probably when it shows. It's glaringly obvious on the clips when you're watching back and when you guys were probably watching live that, yeah, we were. We were handball, and we just weren't getting that kick, to then get it forward and actually play off that. So, yeah, we got forced into a little bit. West Coast, to their credit, were really good. Their pressure was awesome and all that. But then we also just, you know, weren't able to execute it.
All right, enough about that poor performance. The gloves been on at training, or the gloves off, I should say. Any blood been spilled? Any contested stuff at training this week? I'm sure that Ken's fired you up for the showdown.
Yeah, and the last few weeks we've made sure that we've had a focus on doing contested ball and, making our sessions quite physical and stuff. So that's,
So you've been doing that already?
It hasn't been just a week, this week thing, but yesterday's session was pretty solid at Adelaide Oval. It was a good one.
You've done nothing different this week to last week?
Not in particular, nah. Like I said, we've been working on it for a number of weeks, so we're really trying to make sure that, you know, what we put in practice over training we'll then go into games, and I think in time it'll become a consistency.
All right, Brad Ebert's our special guest. Thanks to Comwire IT.